Today on the Interlocking Collection, it's music by the American composer Frank Ticelli. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlocking Collection, music from the archives of Interlocking Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Composer Frank Ticelli is well known for his contributions to the standard repertoire of concert band music. He has a master's and a doctorate in composition from the University of Michigan. He served on the composition faculty at the University of Southern California's Thornton School of Music since 1991. Ticelli's composition, Shenandoah, is based on the American folk song. Here it is performed by the high school band at Interlochen Arts Camp in the summer of 2000, John Whitwell conducting.
Thank you.
John Whitwell conducting the Interlochen Arts Camp High School Band in the summer of 2000 in music of Frank Tekeli, his setting of Shenandoah. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our programs at interlochencollection.org. Today on the program, it's music of Frank Tekeli. In 1991, H. Robert Reynolds, Tekeli's friend, colleague, and mentor, commissioned a piece from Tekeli in memory of Reynolds' mother. Reynolds didn't want an elegy to commemorate her death, though. He said Tekeli should write an energetic piece that would celebrate her life as a kind of postcard, a short musical reflection of her character. And the result was this very energetic 5.5-minute piece called, simply, Postcard. Here's the Interlochen Arts Academy Band, conducted by John Stanley Ross in May of 1995. Thank you. Interlochen Arts Academy Band, conducted by John Stanley Ross and performing Postcard by Frank Tekeli in May of 1995. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today's episode is dedicated to the music of Frank Tekeli. Commissioned by the Columbine Commissioning Fund, An American Elegy by Tekeli was composed in memory of those who lost their lives in the Columbine High School shooting of 1999. An American Elegy is an expression of hope, even though it was inspired by terrible events. Before writing it, Tekeli visited the students at Columbine High School. He said they told him that they didn't want him to write something that reminded him of the gunshots and the terrible experiences that they had that day. They told him that they wanted a piece about hope, and so that's what he wrote. Tekeli also wanted to include Columbine's alma mater so that the piece would have a part of the school in it, but he learned that they didn't have one. So he wrote them an alma mater, and they still use it today. Of this piece, Tekeli has said, quote, "Don't play the notes on the page, but play what they mean and what they represent and try to bring that out in their playing. The world doesn't need any more technically perfect performances that are boring. We would much rather have performances that are flawed, but that are passionate, because that's all that's really important at the end of the day." Here's Frank Tekeli's An American Elegy with the Columbine Alma Mater, performed by the students in the Interlochen Arts Academy Band and conducted by Matthew Schlomer in Corson Auditorium in February of 2019.
Thank you.
students in the Interlochen Arts Academy Band playing and singing music of Frank Ticelli. We heard the Columbine Alma Mater and An American Elegy. Matthew Schlomer conducted that performance in Corson Auditorium in February 2019. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today's program is dedicated to the music of Frank Ticelli. Based on a poem by Sarah Teasdale, There Will Be Rest is dedicated to the son of Ticelli's friends, who only lived for 18 months. The poet Sarah Teasdale fought depression throughout her life, and There Will Be Rest is one of her last poems. It shows the solace and the peace that she found in the stars, and that was the same solace and peace that Ticelli wanted for his friends in their time of grief. Here's Ticelli's setting of There Will Be Rest. It's performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Choir under the direction of John Bregel in Corson Auditorium in September of 2016.
There will be rest.
Frank Tekeli's setting of the Sarah Teasdale poem There Will Be Rest, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Choir in September of 2016. John Bragel conducted the ensemble in Corson Auditorium. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this and all our episodes at interlochencollection.org. The three movements of Frank Tekeli's Symphony No. 2 refer to celestial light, including shooting stars, the moon, and the sun. On the program today, we'll hear the first and last movements of that piece. The first movement is titled Shooting Stars and depicts flashes of light. The final movement, Apollo Unleashed, not only portrays the image of the god of the sun, but it also follows the Bach chorale BWV 433, serving as a sort of spiritual anchor for the work. Here are the first and last movements of the Symphony No. 2 by Frank Tekeli, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Band, Donald McKinney conducting the ensemble in the fall of 2010.
Thank you.
We heard the first and last movements of the Symphony No. 2 by Frank Tekeli. Donald McKinney conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Band in the fall of 2010. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts, and today's episode is dedicated to the music of the American composer Frank Tekeli. Tekeli's Blue Shades came out of a desire to combine characteristics of jazz and the blues within his own personal style. In this piece, Tekeli interacts with the shades of the blues by playing with blues intervals, harmonies, rhythms, and idiomatic melodies. The piece ended up being kind of a tribute to the big band era, and especially the clarinetist Benny Goodman. Here's Tekeli's Blue Shades, performed by the High School Symphonic Band in the summer of 2003, conducted by Michael Kaufman. Thank you. Michael Kaufman leading the Interlochen Arts Camp High School Symphonic Band in the summer of 2003 in music of Frank Tekeli. We heard Blue Shades. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlochen Public Radio.